The Arcadia Apaches may soon become the Arcadia Cardinals or Robins or Angels. They and dozens of other athletic teams at California public schools might be forced to change their names because of proposed legislation that would outlaw the use of Native American names and mascots. California would then be the first state to institute an outright ban on the names. Critics say the proposed law could lead to a Pandora's box of problems, speaking of troublesome names. They say a state commission could decide to ban any name judged to be derogatory. NPR's John McChesney reports.
Several years ago, John Orendorf, a Los Angeles school counselor, took his 7-year-old son to see a football game between the Burbank High Bulldogs and the Bishop Alemany High Indians. His son pointed out a banner on the other side of the field that said, "Slaughter the Indians." Orendorf crossed the field and asked the principal from Bishop to take the banner down.
And he looked at me and said, "It's just a football team." I said, "Yeah, but I'm Indian. That is affecting my son. Please take that down." And he muttered something about political correctness and walked away. Now, as a father, I had to walk back across that football field and face my 7-year-old son.
Orendorf, a Cherokee, is a veteran of the Indian mascot wars and played a role in having mascots outlawed in the city of Los Angeles. He's a member of the Alliance Against Racial Mascots, the group that's pushed the legislation in the state assembly. He says many people tell him that the use of Indian names is not intended to injure Native Americans.
Yet when I ask him, what if it said slaughter the Jews, slaughter the blacks, slaughter the Mexicans, would people stand for that? The answer, of course, is no.
Assemblywoman Jackie Goldberg, a Democrat from Los Angeles, introduced the California bill. She says she understands that these Indian names weren't intended to be offensive, but she says they still have the power to inflict pain. And she's heard John Orendorf's story about the Slaughter the Indians banner.
In order to have fun, we don't need to have those things happen. We've seen Stanford Indians go to the Stanford Cardinal. They didn't stop losing games. They didn't stop becoming a great university here in California. They just changed their name.
Goldberg says she would prefer that no human social groups be used as names for athletic teams. It's her personal opinion, and it's not part of her bill.
Lions roar. All right. We got plenty of animals. They don't have feelings about these things. We got lots of wonderful animals we could use. But Redskins and Indians and Braves and Chiefs and American Indian tribal names are real people and real cultures, and they are not mascots, and we don't really want them to be treated that way.
Goldberg's bill sailed through the Assembly Higher Education Committee, although Republican members abstained from the vote. But one Republican who is not on the committee has been vocal in his opposition. That's Dick Dickerson from the northern town of Redding.
The state of California should not be in the business of trying to make sure that no group is offended by the actions of another group. Now, if we do that, where does that stop? We have so many groups of people in the state of California that are offended by things that other people do that they could come and ask for the same type of relief for.
Other critics of the bill have speculated that names like Tartars or Vikings or Romans or the Fighting Irish might be found objectionable by some groups. They point out that a few months ago, Sonoma State University replaced its team name, the Cossacks, with the Sea Wolves after some people complained that the Cossacks were mercenaries, often in the service of the Czars. But the bill's supporters say such criticism is just a smokescreen to preserve the Indian names used in over 100 California schools. Critics like Dickerson also insist that it's only a small group of activists who want to do away with the Indian team names.
It's not universally objected to by California Native Americans.
Critics like Dickerson point to a recent Sports Illustrated survey of Native Americans, both on and off reservations. 83% of the respondents said professional teams should be able to keep using Indian nicknames or mascots. But supporters of the proposed California law fire back that another survey found just the opposite. Indian Country Today, a widely read Native American newspaper, found that 81% of their respondents viewed Indian mascots as deeply offensive. And the long-term trend seems to favor those opposed to Indian names and mascots. Over the past 30 years, 1,800 of the 3,000 Indian mascots targeted by activists have disappeared. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.